Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
And, wow, it's been something like 9 years since 9 years ago Blue Tongue wrapped up its naming rights deal. So there's a new naming rights on Graham Park, which is Central Coast Stadium.
Yes.
And the new naming rights has gone to Industry Group Stadium, and the CEO of the Industry Group, which we'll find at Berkeley. Yeah.
We've gone straight to the top.
Yeah, it's John Fleming. Good morning, John.
Yeah, hi there, Paddy. Hi, Rob. How are you both?
Yeah, not too bad. You going all right,
excited.
Mate?
Sorry, say that again.
Going okay?
Yeah, going really well. Pretty hectic at the moment. Obviously, the announcement's out. It's all been a bit of a rush around the Matildas match tonight. And, yeah, so it's a dream come true for us, really.
Brilliant. Tell us about what does the Industry Group do?
So Industry Group is a personal protective equipment manufacturer and distributor. We supply everything from cut-resistant gloves into mines and construction sites, protective eyewear, respirators. We sell the respirators into both industrial and the health sector. So during the pandemic, we've obviously helped a lot of people out with quality masks.
And is this all produced on the Central Coast, John?
No, it's not. Obviously, most of the supply lines in the past have all been out of China. We have a number of manufacturing sites around the country, but the masks aren't manufactured in Australia. But the good news is we're in deep conversation and negotiations with the Victorian government to try and be able to produce the masks in Australia. So we'll see how that goes, but we'd love to be able to manufacture the masks in Australia.
I reckon it's good karma, though. You're looking after people with protective gear, and you're looking after Central Coast Stadium. Mm. So there's karma. It'll happen. And then anyone that plays there will be blessed, like the Mariners. And we are thinking about your naming rights.
Yeah.
There's something that we had organised with Central Coast Stadium.
Each game, we'd put just a poster up, a Corfu, Paddy and Rob Palmer, Triple M. Is there any way that we've got Industry Group Stadium there? Can we have a little bit of blue tack and just put it at the bottom of your sign? If that's okay.
Just bang.
Look, a little bit of cross-marketing never goes astray. So
no.
Yeah, it might be able to be twisted.
There you go. I'll tell you what.
in what you said around giving back, it's really important to us. We've had some real success and a lot of support around the country for our products. And, we haven't made a big deal of it, but over the last couple of years, we've made a sincere and big effort around donations to not-for-profits. We don't publicise that, but now this latest venture for us is just a wonderful opportunity for our staff to be really proud of something big where we're giving back to the coast for the success that we've had. And the intention is to try and take that a step further and keep that long term. It's a long term partnership with the stadium, and also we're looking to try and build our relationship and sponsorship with the Mariners as well.
And where you are at Berkeley Vale, can people just rock up, come in, have a look, and then get their PPE?
Yeah, not really. We're set up for wholesale distribution. We deal direct with the health departments, but a lot of our products is bought in the big safety houses like Adam Supply, RSEA, and Bunzel Safety are our major distributors on a national basis.
Would I be able to borrow? Because I've got to go out for lunch with Palmer. I've got to go to lunch. Can I get one of those hazmat disposable protection suits and just some hearing protection?
I'm going to issue a disclaimer on anything you might say right now.
Mate, if you come to Berkeley Vale, I can certainly kick you out in some appropriate PPE gear.
Thank you for that, John.
He is aiming, John, to get his entire renovation done.
No, I was talking about going for lunch with you, pal.
We need to stay safe, so sincerely.
No, you're right.
Equipment, pop round and we'll figure out.
Good grief, John. What have you done to yourself? There are so many trades on the coast. I think this is one place where your presence will be felt and respected.
I've got a mini skip, I've got painting done, and for my PPE, I've got John from...
straight to the top. Yeah. Good on you, John.
Johnny from Industry Group. All right, John, thanks for that, mate. Are you going to the match tonight with the Matildas?
Mate, I'm there with bells on, super excited. And then on Saturday, I head off to Qatar with my son to watch the World Cup. So
We asked this earlier this morning. How many people
would
from the Central Coast?
£140 for a pint of beer?
Oh, yeah. Well, my son tricked me into that. He said that I had to buy all the beer and he'd buy me sandwiches.
Because, you know, John, before you go over, mate, because some sports bars have been accused of exploiting visitors by charging fans up to $425 each to watch the World Cup semi-finals and finals,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, not even at the game, so, just in the bar.
Yeah, so, but you get a three-drink voucher. You can get Budweiser Corona or a glass of house wine, working out to be about $140 a drink. Don't go to those bars, John.
No, I'll be careful for
all
sure.
Right. Thanks for taking time out, mate.
All right, take care. Thanks for the chat. Appreciate it.
Good. That's John Fleming, who is the CEO of the industry group, who are now the new naming sponsors of Central Coast Stadium. It used to be Paddy and Rob Palmer.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now, and you'll never miss an episode.